Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
So when was the last time you called to a friend's door unexpectedly or wrote a thank you card or borrowed flour from a neighbour? Many of those old-fashioned traditions, they just don't seem to be a feature of life anymore. So is that something we should lament or embrace? I'm joined in the studio by writer and broadcaster Barbara Scully and DJ and broadcaster Thomas Cross, who's better known as Crossy. Good to see you both.
How you
thank
doing?
You for being here. Barbara, are you somebody, I think you're somebody, this is my perception, who wouldn't be bothered if somebody knocked on your door and said, hey, I'm here for a cup of tea and a chat?
No. I generally wouldn't be bothered. Now, the problem is that for the last 2 years, we now have a very big dog. So that's the only thing I have to be careful of when I answer the door, because he loves to greet everybody, you know, on two paws.
Yes.
And could knock somebody into the middle of next week. But once I have him under control, I don't care. But I don't care about how my house looks either. I'm not really that bothered about
people judging me. But do people do it though anymore?
Yes, I think they do. But I think, and I think from my own point of view, I have always done it, but with certain people. You get to know that there are certain people who don't appreciate you. You know, the people who you knock on the door and you're only going for a chat. You're not going for anything in particular. And you knock on the door and they have this look of expectation when they open the door, as if to go, who's dead? What's up? And you've no big announcement to make. You're just there because you got bored and you wanted to talk to somebody. And you know that they're really not happy with this.
And they have the security chain still on the door.
Well, not quite, but yeah, not far off.
I got a great way to get rid of all that now. So just say you're in your house, someone knocks on the door, it's 8 o'clock, it's a Tuesday evening, and you're going, what is going on? Grab your coat, walk to the door, open the door. If it's someone you like, come on in, I'm just after coming in from the shops. But if you don't like them, I have to collect somebody. And that means they won't be coming into your house.
Great strategy.
Yeah, it's great, that coat.
Do you know the other thing, though, that's different about nowadays and back in the day a million years ago, is that a million years ago, like when I was growing up and living with my parents, we had the good room. So you had somewhere to bring people. You know, you'd meet somebody at the door and you could usher them into the good room away from everybody else and away from family life. Whereas nowadays, nobody has a good room. So you're generally in the kitchen. So you're in the middle of family life. And I think that sometimes makes it less easy for people to say, yeah, come on in. Do you want a cup of tea? Because they know, like, the kids are in the kitchen or the teenagers are in the kitchen. And, you know.
Do you have many random callers in your neighbourhood coming in for a chat, Crossy?
I try not to. I think I give up.
You've got the code in your hand.
The code is always there. And it's mad because when you walk in, I live in a little cottage and the kitchen and the sitting room are the exact same room. And just at the door, the coat's there. I just feel like it's strange. If you want to come over to my house, text me and tell me why you're coming over and I'll tell you if I'm there or not.
Ooh.
But I'm pretty friendly with everything else. I just think when it comes to that, your house is where you just want to relax and be at home. And I know.
So would you be afraid that somebody's kind of catching you out if they landed in?
And what if they're going to stay there for a few hours? Like, I have no milk in my fridge. I have no tea bags. I don't drink tea. So if I just drink coffee, it's black coffee. But if you're coming over in the evening time, you don't want a coffee. You'd be wired all night.
Yeah, listen, people are getting very, very exercised about this. This listener says, I had a neighbour call to the door at 9 p.m. on a weeknight.
Oh dear.
Asking about a missing cat in the area that she did not own. Way too late to ring someone's doorbell on a weeknight.
Have they not got a WhatsApp group? That's what WhatsApp groups are for. Our WhatsApp neighbourhood group is full of missing
cats. Actually,
you
said that about somebody texting you in advance. Like, nobody rings anybody anymore.
It's all WhatsApp. I don't know anybody that rings. My friend now is just terrible at it. I love doing it. I'd rather pick up the phone and say hello to somebody. But 9 times out of 10, if I rang 5 of my friends now, I guarantee you they wouldn't answer it. But they'll text me straight away, what you want. But I'm more into that. You know, I love the conversation and the chat. Not in my house. But yeah. I'd rather a phone call. But I think it's gone now. And I think you guys will find it in radio now that people have lost the art of storytelling. So like they'll text in for competitions and all that. But if you ask them to give you something, you won't get that anymore because they're just so used to going, yeah, no, all right, okay, thanks. And that's it. It's really strange and it's happening more and more.
Because it was a thing when people did ring each other that you wouldn't ring somebody after 10 o'clock. That was sort of the cut-off point. Now it's, why are you ringing me at all, ever? Just text me.
That's true. And the other thing that I do think is a generational thing, and I hate to be ageist, this might be slightly ageist, is that, you know, the people who you don't want to talk to because you haven't got time or you're busy and you send a WhatsApp and then they ring you?
Oh no.
And you're, like, I have a friend who does that and I'm always going, stop ringing
Crossy
me.
Crossy does that.
I do.
You do that. that?
If you send me a WhatsApp voice note that's over 40 seconds, that's a podcast. I will pick up the phone and go, what you want? I'm not listening to that. I don't have the time. I'd rather get it over with. But yeah, a lot of my friends, they send 5 minute WhatsApp audio notes or 10 minutes instead of that art of conversation and having a chat.
The other time that I think, and I think this is quite common, that I tend to ring people for a chat is when you're in the car. When you're driving in the car and, you know, you've listened, there's nothing on the radio and you think, I need to ring somebody for a chat. That is actually now nearly the only time that I ring people for a chat is when I'm in the car.
It's not just mad that we're like that now.
But going back to the neighbours, though, like anyone who's had bad neighbours realises how important it is to have really good neighbours. Mm. So we mightn't be knocking on each other's door, borrowing cups of sugar, but it is really important to have a good relationship with the people who live near you.
Oh, it absolutely is. And I mean, that's from a completely selfish standpoint. If you get on with your neighbours, life is just so much easier on a day-to-day basis, number one. But number two, you have a great resource. Like, we've lived in our neighbourhood for 22 years and my kids have grown up in that neighbourhood. So I know most of my neighbours, and my best friend, who's been my best friend since before we lived there, lives across the road. But other neighbours have become good friends. I have keys in two other houses on the road, which was really handy when my kids were teenagers and locked themselves out on a very regular basis. And I always have somebody to come in and feed the cats if I'm away for a night or a couple of nights, that I can text somebody and say, would you just come in twice a day and feed the cats? Or if you go out and go, oh God, did I leave the iron on or the straightener on? You know, or is, I can read
someone
and say, would you just
check.
Run over and check? And that's, it's so handy.
So you've cats and a dog. How's that working out for you?
I have two foxes.
What?
I have two foxes in the garden.
Her Twitter page is absolutely brilliant with these two foxes. I feel like I've grown up with them.
And do all of these animals get on well together?
Yes, they do. Yeah. Well, no, that's a lie. I've a three-legged cat who's extremely grumpy and crotchety and has tendencies to slight viciousness. But she's grand, but she kind of tends to upset the others. The others all give her a wide berth, but they all live happily together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I couldn't live without animals. And that's another thing. I have fantastic neighbours on both sides, none of whom have animals, and put up with, you know, the kind of zoo that they live next door to. And I appreciate that.
Well, especially if you're asking them to pop in and feed the menagerie there while I'm out.
See, I would kind of hate that. I would, yeah, for me now, WhatsApp, my road tried to do a WhatsApp group and I says, you can do it without me. If you need me, just drop me a text. Like those WhatsApp groups now are the new neighbourhood watch.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
It's wild.
Yeah, no, the WhatsApp. But the WhatsApp groups are great. I would not leave mine because the entertainment it provides. Do you know the best WhatsApp messages? Somebody puts up something, a piece of furniture. You've got an old chair that you don't want, but it's in good nick. So you stick it on the WhatsApp group saying, does anybody like this chair? They can have it for free. And people go, no.
And end up insulting your chair, perhaps.
I say no, just don't respond.
This listener says, in this day and age, no one should randomly call on people. And I want them to tell me why. Why?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I don't understand it either. And another says, I live in rural Ireland. People pop in uninvited all the time. This listener, who's close to Killarney, 3 miles outside the town, I have the most wonderful neighbours. My immediate neighbours, I call in without making an appointment. So that's just a pop-in system they have. We borrow anything we run short of. We always rely on each other. My neighbours give me their homegrown fresh produce. Mm. And in return, I would bake or cook something for them. I know this tradition is dying out in most areas. I count myself privileged having wonderful neighbours. That sounds idyllic.
It does.
Not for you, Crossy.
Not for Crossy.
But the best thing about that is if you live in rural Ireland, usually you have a big driveway so you can get to see the car coming up. God, hide the curtains, close the curtains, turn off the lights. Remember,
get that coat in your hand.
Yeah. You know, I wonder, is it that we're all much more focused nowadays on how our houses look? And is that why people don't like, other than you're kind of socially phobic about people landing in on you and you don't want to talk. But are people afraid that somebody's going to that people are going to catch you out because your house won't look
maybe so
as pristine
because
as you'd like to
And
think
we don't have the good room. So everyone's doing their thing in the kitchen, homework, cooking food. And it's a mess all the time, as
it's
it should be.
Mm.
And maybe we feel a little bit uneasy about bringing people into
that. We need to look at ourselves about that. That's not good.
My house is a lived-in house. That I call it lived in. My mom, if you go home to my mom's house now, you could eat your dinner off the floor. So I've rebelled off that. I hate, this desk is clear. I'd have copybooks there. I'd have whatever. My neighbour who pops in he had the opposite growing up. His mom's house was a lived-in house. So now everything he does is clean. You know, you're one from Mrs. Bouquet.
Yes,
the friend. Do you know the girl, the lady who shakes when she drinks the tea? I'm like that in my friend's house.
You're so nervous.
And then when he comes into my house, he's like, oh, I'll do the washing up if you do the cooking. And he makes it more cleaner than he walked in. And I'm like, can't do that. No.
It's a great friend.
Now, listen to this. The trouble, this listener says, with the younger generation texting or WhatsApping is that they grow up lacking empathy. Is that true? Is that fair?
I don't think so. I have young adults. My two youngest children are 22 and 24. I don't think they lack empathy, but they do use, obviously, social media. But they're far more, like, I use social media way too much. They're far more judicious in how they use it. Mm-hmm. And they still meet up. You know, it's not like they don't talk.
Are they good
to each
at having
other.
A chat, you know, with people yes. when they meet them?
Yes. And I think that generation are much more open about sharing a lot of things. Like, we grew up in the time of secrets and keeping everything under wraps yes. and not discussing things out in the open, which was really unhealthy.
And you had to call anyone who was older than you Mrs.
Absolutely.
Mrs. I mean, Scully, or, you know.
You didn't call anybody's parent by their first name.
No.
They were all very formally by their second name. But also, we didn't talk about stuff in the open. You really didn't. Whereas I know with my girls in particular, and I don't think they're unusual, they would be quite free to talk about all kinds of things with their friends. And their friendships are really, really important as well, you know.
So do you remember the Mr. and Mrs. thing, Crossy?
I didn't have that, but I remember my parents having that. If we were ever out, they'd go, hello, Mrs. such and such and Mr. such and such. And I'm like, why are you calling them that?
Yeah.
But it's because they were told by their parents that is how you address them. My granny once, my cousin came into my granny's house one day with his friend, and the friend says, how are you, Kathleen? I remember going out that night to see my granny, and she was cursing him for about 12 hours. I have a surname. How dare he call me Kathleen?
Really?
But isn't that mad? That was only about 10 years ago.
The weirdest thing is, if you grew up like that, as I did, and now most of my friends' parents are dead, but when they were still alive, I still couldn't call them by anything other than their surname.
You'd be an upstart.
But even as an adult, I couldn't call them by their first names, even if they wanted me to. I just found it really impossible. But the other thing we used to do is, we never called to the front door when we were kids. You always went around the back.
Did you?
You never called for your friends by knocking on the front door.
Oh,
you
yeah.
always went around the back door. And again, that meant, I don't think people were as concerned about what you were going to find in the back garden or in the kitchen, because the back door was usually into the kitchen, you know.
And I mentioned thank you cards at the beginning. Is that something that you do? I think people still do thank you cards, do they?
I like them, but I don't think many people do them anymore.
Do you do them though, Crossy?
I did them once before and I got a really good reaction to it. But it's something that you always think you want to do, or like sending a bunch of flowers to someone or something like that. I don't think people do anymore. I think a WhatsApp is the quickest thing that people do now.
Do you have a stock of cards at home? If you should
no.
need a card.
No.
You do. I know you do. Don't
I do.
You?
Yeah.
By the phones.
I have a box of cards. I have a card for every occasion, from sympathy to thank you to birthdays to thinking of you to get better soon, in a
wow.
box, so that if I need one. No, I mean, there was times when I would send a WhatsApp message, but there's something about the act of writing a card, I think, makes you much
more thoughtful. I think you're right. And I think,
like,
it's really appreciated when you
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, it's much more personal. And I think also that, you know, the way when you were in school and you got a new copybook and you had to do your best writing, if you take out a nice card, you'll make an effort to do your nice writing. Like, there's nothing worse than making a mistake on a nice card you're writing and having to cross it out. So yeah, no, I think a lot of occasions would call for a card. A WhatsApp is fine for, you know, run of the mill stuff, but I think for certain occasions you can't be. And I love
be more
getting
like
a card.
Barbara.
I think so. More
like
wholesome.
Barbara.
Yes.
Wholesome. Nobody's
yes,
ever
that's
called
very
me wholesome,
wholesome
before.
This person has a reciprocal with my next door neighbour for a glass of wine. Not regularly, I hasten to add. Why not? Have it regularly. My neighbour, says Alice, popped in the other morning with an armful of freshly cut rhubarb from her garden. So lovely. And Alice says, thank you. That is so lovely.
That's lovely.
It's just so lovely. I left some rhubarb, which I grew in my garden. And because I'm diabetic, I try not to make crumbles on a regular basis. And I left them on the wall to give to my neighbour. And I forgot about them. I found them the other day and they're all wilted. I had to put them in the compost. Yeah,
that's a pity. That's
it was
a pity.
A pity.
Now, I hate unexpected visitors, says this listener, because I could be in the middle of a job or having a shower in a state of undress and get frazzled. I live on my own, which makes it harder. What's the big deal about texting in advance? It's just good manners.
It is good manners. And I think.
But you don't have to answer the door. If I'm just out of a shower, I'm not going to break my neck getting down the stairs and be nipped.
But
to
do you have to
the
hide
door.
Then?
No, you can shout out the window. I'm just out of the shower. Give me 10 minutes or 5 minutes, sir. You know, I'll call over to you in a few minutes.
But then you're going in your head, what still. Did they want now? And then you have to think,
oh,
do we have anything
with
in the house?
Some really juicy gossip, some really
WhatsApp.
Important information.
That
you don't
deletes
put WhatsApp
all
in
that
gossip.
Conversation completely.
Never put WhatsApp in a gossip. Have you ever sent a WhatsApp with a gossip to the person that got? No.
Yeah,
I'm not that person.
Times.
By the way, I'm not that person, but I'm just saying.
I think a little bit of a combination of the yeah. of the WhatsApp and the cold calling. That's where we're at.
Thank you cards. Yes, thank you cards. I live in a cul-de-sac, but you're on about the wine, the listener who texted about the wine. Myself and my other half last night, because we don't have a back garden, we had a glass of wine outside just to toast the end of the weekend. And then my neighbour in number 11 put the head out the window. Is this a communal wine or is this a private wine? And I was like, come on, Ash, now. So, and that's what we do. And that's nice, but we don't have WhatsApp groups. That's how we chat to each other, is by outside
street
in the road.
Drinking.
Coronation Street.
Is that allowed? I'm not quite sure if that's allowed.
I think it's allowed if you're in a cul-de-sac.
Someone phone the guards.
Yes.
From Crossy.
Take her away from annoying us.
Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in. Barbara and Crossy, we'll take a break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.